something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message. The pursuit of purpose.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So discipleship is our responsibility. It says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. He said, go ye therefore and make students, pupils of the nations. This is wonderful. What a responsibility. I remember years ago, as a young lad, it was, I believe it was 1977. Yeah, 1977. I was standing somewhere with a little Bible, a small Bible, and thinking in my mind. All I knew to preach then was what I heard my dad teach. You see, my dad used to help out in church sometimes. The pastor would ask him to preach. I never understood what the pastor said when I came to church. But when my dad was preaching, I understood what he said. So, to this day, I can't say one thing that any pastor said in that church that I remember. But I remember many things my dad preached in church because I had my attention. I was listening. Well, so apart from the things that he shared with us, I didn't know anything else. He also shared at home. But on this occasion, I was thinking, what was I supposed to preach to other people? So I was outside. This was when I realized that I was no longer afraid. Are you listening? Because that evening it was raining, and suddenly there was thunder and a lightning. And before then, I would have been afraid. I would have been thinking, oh, hope this thing's not going to get me. But that day, I felt like I was a child of God. And no matter what, this wasn't to destroy me. My father was the boss, you know. That's the way I felt. And I was so happy about it that I felt that way. So now I was thinking, what am I going to preach? What am I going to say? So outside there, with this little Bible that I held, Gideon's Bible, New Testament version, I just opened. When I did, I was amazed at what I read. Jesus said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of God is at hand. Heal the sick, cast out devils, cleanse the lepers. I was so touched. Guess what? I started telling people, the kingdom of God is at hand. And suddenly, the message I'd heard my dad preach made more sense to me. Because in church, he often preached on the end times, that the world was coming to an end, and that everybody had to get ready. So no wonder Jesus, you know, but the Holy Spirit now helped me understand this and said, the kingdom is at hand. So, you know, so now it made more sense. I had my own scripture now. So I was going out and telling others that the world is coming to an end, you see, because the kingdom of God is here and you've got to be saved. Praise the Lord. But it took 3 more years for me to understand the other part, heal the sick, because I never saw them healing the sick when I was in church, you know. So heal the sick, cast out devils, all of that. I didn't understand that until 3 years later, 1980. So that was a new thing, no? But I had that part of it in my mind. I didn't know what to do. But in 1980, I had received the Holy Spirit. I was now speaking in tongues. And you see, that is one other beautiful thing about the Holy Spirit in your life. Because you see, the Holy Spirit is your teacher. You see, you now have the teacher inside you. No more confusion. What you didn't know, he will teach you. He will lead you. He will guide you. This is most beautiful. And you know, because now I have the Holy Spirit inside me, it was different. I somehow knew what to do. I somehow knew what to do. So we attended a certain meeting, and I wasn't the leader. I just happened to have been one of them. But I was full of the Holy Spirit, and I knew I was full of the Holy Spirit. And when we came to that meeting, I stood out and I said, everyone who's sick, come out here. I'd never seen it happen. Just in my Bible. And the Holy Spirit now was teaching me. This was going to be my first experience praying for the sick. So I said, everyone who's sick, come out here. And they were like, wow. You know, like, what's he going to do? So they hesitated for a while, and I kept insisting to come out. And finally, they tripped out. And so I said, kneel down. So I keep, you know, who does he think he is, kind of thing. So they knelt down, and the others stood around and they were watching me. Then I stood in front of them and I said, in the name of Jesus Christ, be healed. Then I said, that's it. Yeah, you're healed. My prayer for them was so short. That's all I knew I was supposed to do. So when I said that, I said, so, yes, you are healed. And they were still on their knees looking. I said, check your body, you are healed. Check your body, you are healed. You are healed. So, and you know, one by one, they started getting up to testify that they were healed. And there was rejoicing. They were here. The next night, boy, they had gone to tell the story. They hadn't seen a miracle. It was new. It was fresh. They went to tell the story. And more people came. And now they're expecting me to do the same thing. And I did the same thing. But then there was more. There was more. There was more. Now it was time to tell them, challenge them, and say, the promise is on to you and to your children, and to those that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Now I'm telling them, they've got to receive the Holy Spirit. I had two friends with me too. One was older than myself. The other one was my classmate. And we were taking this thing together and sharing together. You know, it was just wonderful. We would pray together and come in for this meeting and we'll speak one after the other. And I said to them, you can receive the Holy Spirit. We're going to lay hands on you to receive the Holy Spirit. And I read to them, they received the Holy Spirit in Bible days when people laid hands on them who had the Holy Spirit. And they were ready. And guess what? Right after sharing, we went forth and laid hands, and people began to fall just like that, fall under the... I'd never seen it before. That was where I saw it. This was way back 1980. They fell down as we laid hands on them. Oh, boy. Life had changed. Are you hearing me? They received the Holy Spirit speaking in other tongues. It was different now. Oh, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God. They this is what you must do. Every member of that cell must have the Holy Spirit. Share the word with them. Everyone in your cell must have the Holy Spirit. Share with them on the importance of having the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, they will not be motivated to win souls. Churches where they don't major on the Holy Spirit. You know, a lot of times in many churches, they may talk about the Holy Spirit, but not minister the Holy Spirit to them. So on Sunday, you have maybe few people that have the Holy Spirit. Most don't have the Holy Spirit, and yet we tell them to go and win souls. They cannot have the boldness. You have boldness when you are full of the Holy Spirit. And when things look dull and it looks like you're somehow feeling timid about preaching the word, stay up what you got on the inside. Speak in other tongues until you prophesy. And as you prophesy, your spirit will be so stirred. Then go and preach the gospel. Hallelujah. Remember, without the Holy Spirit, they can't preach the gospel. Be dead and cold. But let them have the Holy Spirit. Your hands are anointed. Are you hearing me? I told you every cell, 25 members at the least. After you've gotten 25, start another one and start another one. You can have 3 major groups, 5 major groups. Doesn't matter. Do it and see what the Holy Spirit will do in your life. As you multiply souls, so will your life be multiplied. Jesus said, anyone who honors me, my Father will honor him. You honor Jesus by preaching about him, by telling about him everywhere. You honor Jesus by testifying of him. And as you testify of him, he says, my Father will testify of you before the holy angels. Oh, glory to God. And guess what? Everywhere you go, he will honor you with his presence, with his grace. And everything you do will be successful because his hand is upon you. You have honored him, so he honors you back.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Sokoto. Christ Embassy, J. Allen area beside Assemblies of God Church, Sokoto, Sokoto State. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. for prayer and counseling. Or to share your testimony with us, please call 0703-624-3953 or send an email to lwtransmissions@level360.com.